the official theme song to the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not playing the whole thing, but that's way too long. But let's start us off.
It doesn't matter where we go. Silver, blue, white, away or home. It doesn't matter who you are. You know we're coming when you see the star. We're laying down tracks, you're never gonna walk in ahead of our time. While you are busy watching, everybody wants to be a lone star, a hero, but only Texas has it all. So get up on your feet, get up, now if you wanna scream, get up, we're turning up the heat, get up, now let me hear you sing, get up, I'm
gonna... Wow, McLean. Really?
That's my joint.
That's the best that the Dallas Cowboys can come up with, Kelly Clarkson. Get up, a Cowboys anthem. Really?
Yeah, when you see the star, that's us coming.
I guess I want to say, though, it actually does matter where you are because they didn't have a very good home record this year. And they almost lost this weekend, too.
Wait, are we counting almost losses? Is that like almost fantasy points?
Like they almost lost to the Browns.
Yeah.
All right. So this is week 2 of the playoffs, TPS NFL update, week 14 update, week whatever in TPS NBA update. I'm Eddie999, joined by Mr. Kelly Clarkson himself, John_McLean, and also Bourne, which is, unfortunately, he's a Browns fan.
They probably don't even have a song for Browns.
Really? Well, let's hope some random pop artist is making one and we can play it next week.
All right, sounds good.
So I guess first it's just the three of us right now. Hopefully Team PS Addiction owner King Bowser can join us after he gets done doing the PS Addiction podcast. Make sure you download that on iTunes. let's talk a little bit about some NBA though. We're getting deep into the season. We're getting close to halfway there. We're in week 8 now that I see it. And the standings are kind of, we're starting to see who the better teams are. Who are the teams to be? There's still some fraudulence out there. Like I said last week and the week before, the Brown Bombers are not 7-0 good. They've had 2 weeks in which they escaped with victory. They are undefeated, but you have the Baked Tomatoes coming up here next week. Or is that this week or next
week? That's this week.
That's the prime time matchup for this week. The 6-1 Baked Tomatoes versus the 7-0, not 7-0 good Mexico Brown Bombers.
I've only beaten 7 out of the 9 teams in this league.
Right.
But I've had an easy schedule is what I've heard.
You almost
lost. Apparently the 2 teams I haven't played are amazing.
Well, who haven't you played? It's Tomatoes.
PS Addiction.
Oh, PS Addiction. No, they're 4-3. They're not bad. They're not bad at all. Okay. I'm just throwing that out there. So what do you think? Give me a preview here. You are 7-0, but you're not 7-0 good. Baked Tomatoes escaped with a victory over the Rough Riders the Ball Riders last week.
Yeah, he beat you pretty bad.
No, that was an escape job.
You were the last year clock.
Yeah, should have played JJ Redick
in it. You like dropped your entire team for whoever was playing that last day, and you still lost.
It was so close too.
I was going for it. I was like, okay, what do I got to do? And I was contemplating, like, do I really need Chris Bosh? Do I really need Chris Bosh?
That's something you should talk to franchise about.
So, I don't see you winning this next matchup, Brown Bombers.
I'm gonna be like. It's not going to be close. I'm going to beat them pretty convincingly. Like, well, day one, it started out poorly.
Yeah.
Okay. But
right now, it's 93-58. Where you win.
Wait. What's the day in which you win?
You win on day 7.
Oh, day 7? That's the difference?
That's when I show up.
Okay. Well, he is kind of outscoring you right now also. So day 1 didn't go well, and day 2 isn't going well.
Hold on. I think my connection's really bad.
Are you downloading Are you downloading something?
Can you hear each other?
Yeah, I can hear him fine.
Stop downloading PSP games.
This. Give me a sec.
Wait, are you gonna put a bowl on your head?
Talk about how amazing my team is.
Okay. So I'm looking at the Brown Bombers team, and they're
going. He's got Dirk in just to mess with tomatoes right now.
Yeah. Well, he's going all in on Dallas Mavericks and Memphis Grizzlies. And there's a flaw in that logic.
He's even asking for more Dallas players in his on the trading block.
Is he?
Yeah.
He wants more Dallas players?
Yeah, he wrote what you got? Chasing Mavericks in his note for his trading block.
The trade block. No, this isn't going to work out with him or work out for him, because here's the thing is I don't know, I haven't checked, but I think the Dallas and Memphis Grizzlies play too many games in the first half of the season and don't have as many in the second half.
Oh, really?
So mathematically, it might not be the best situation. Now, maybe he's just thinking, get to the playoffs. That's all that really matters. He's 7-0, but not 7-0 good, so he can risk it. But still, I mean, those regular season games count when it comes to playoff time. And there's not a lot of playoff teams, so you know you're going to have to be good to win.
I really thought Tomatoes would take a hit missing Anthony, but it doesn't seem to be the case. Anthony went down with a injured ankle about four days
ago.
Oh,
that's right. He hasn't played.
Yeah, and it was a bad, bad one.
And he was like getting all kinds of crazy points up until then, wasn't he?
Yep.
I mean, he was going off. They were running the offense right through him. Well, that's good. That's good for the rest of us, you know?
Yep.
Let's hope Anthony gets hurt again. Actually, you know the guy that I want to get hurt the most? Out of all the players in the NBA, it's Vergeau.
Yeah.
He has no good reason to be this productive.
Well, in this scoring system, thank you, yes, he does. Otherwise, no, he doesn't. He's more valuable as a fantasy player than he is for the actual Cavs right now.
I mean, is he leading the league in rebounds? He has more rebounds than he does points.
Yeah, he's gotta be in the top five, if not top three.
Do you think the other players on the team are pissed at him? Like, hey.
Stop shooting so much?
Well, he's like, well, no, he's probably just out of defensive position. I can only assume he's out of defensive position trying to get rebounds.
Yeah. We're talking about Vergeau. You wanna
hate on Vergeau?
Rip into him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
What do you mean?
Did you see where he was in All-Star voting?
Oh no.
He was like behind a Amari Stoudemire.
He's still behind him?
He's still behind a guy who hasn't played?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
People are dumb. And Jeremy Lin was second place, or third place in guards, so he could be starting.
Wait, do they take the top three players?
Well, for guards, they take two guards and then three, whatever they call the other position.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's the NBA All-Star game. It's about the fans. It's not about basketball. It's about
because he's Asian.
Whoa.
Everyone in China's voting for him.
You mean he's a good basketball player, right?
They also voted for John Lin or whatever his name was. John Lin.
Wait, that's your boy, though, from last year. Man.
Yeah. He was terrible.
Wait a minute. He was amazing. Yeah. He was like the Asian Jordan.
No.
I remember.
He's the reason we lost. Him and Lamar Odom.
What's going on with Lamar Odom? Now that you bring him up, like.
I hear they like what he's doing.
But he's not doing anything.
Yeah, what is he in, like, the D League or something, or?
He's with the Clippers.
He's getting 15 minutes a game on the Clippers. And he's doing a little bit of everything, like 2 assists, 3 rebounds, maybe a steal, maybe a block, and like 5 points. Like, for a fantasy player, that's kind of valuable.
No, he's terrible. Is he even
owned by anybody then?
No.
I bet he's averaging double digit fantasy points.
Yeah, nobody has him.
What's his fantasy average?
He's averaging maybe low teens.
Yeah, see? That's ownable in this league.
I'd be surprised. He's gotta be in the single digit.
No.
As far as actual points, he's only averaging 3.2 points.
Yeah.
Half a block, 0.7 steals, 1.2 assists, and 4.5 rebounds in 16 minutes.
That's balance right there.
He's shooting 36%.
And he's like 6'10", right?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's, they hurt his feelings.
Who did?
The Lakers. They owe him an apology. They know that he's a sensitive human being.
They knew he was going to be terrible, and they suckered the Mavs into taking him for nothing. They got the better end of the deal.
They got the better end. They get nothing. You have to take Lamar, and the Lakers just run away laughing.
Yeah, that's the steal of the season, that trade.
You're not talking about your Zebo trade, right?
Oh, that?
Well, can we talk about that?
Okay, let's talk about it.
How did you pull that off? Like, what did you have to do for Tomater?
I traded him. I offered him something. I don't remember what it was. I don't even think I wanted Zebo. I don't remember what I offered or what I wanted. But then he sent me that offer, and I accepted.
So it was, he's the one who created this mess.
I hope you didn't waste any time in accepting it.
I have to think about it.
Did you?
Paul Pierce is amazing.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He is not amazing.
He's a top five guard. Shooting guard.
Are you serious right now? He is not.
Did you stat check that?
Hold on. I'm stat checking this. Because there's no way he is a top five guard this season. Not this season.
Shooting guard.
Are we talking our fantasy?
Yeah, we're talking fantasy. Let me see.
He might have dropped off.
Let me see.
In player rater, I do not see him in the top 20. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I didn't spend any time looking at that. He is seven.
Yeah, there you go.
I was too excited. I brushed through it so fast.
Ford's like, he is not even in the NBA. Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. He's still in the NBA. My bad.
He's down there with Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
Okay, so he is top five.
But his points haven't been that great. Look at over the past month.
That's true. Let me see.
Mid-teens.
Wow. He sucks.
He sucks.
After Zebo had like, what, a 40-point night?
Well, Zebo has way more upside.
Yeah.
Because he's going to score probably as many points. He's going to grab more rebounds, have more blocks, and the assist and steal, that's not going to matter that much. I mean, just doing the math, they're going to get the same minutes.
I'm not saying Paul Pierce is better. I'm saying it's not as lopsided as he wants to make it out to be.
Oh, it is extremely lopsided.
It is?
Extremely.
Did he only do this because he's nervous about Carmelo Anthony?
Well, doesn't he always talk about how many big men he has?
Yeah, and he talks about how guard. But he always brought it up because that's a positive thing.
Yeah, like he can overcome.
It's like, I've got the most gold out of all of the countries, so I'll just start giving it away.
For silver.
Yeah.
Top five guard is silver?
Yes.
All right.
I will agree with that, when you have Bryant and Carmelo Anthony already.
Yeah, why do you need Paul Pierce? And he has Vergeau.
Brandon Jennings is fine. You don't need a top point guard if you've got Kobe Bryant there playing at shooting guard.
You need three guards.
Tomater just traded away the championship.
Yeah, to John. Now I get to talk about this the entire season.
He's just going to make it easier for me to win it. That's what
I mean. Traded a top five player for a top five player?
No, he's not top five overall. Stop.
Okay, a top five big man for a top five guard.
He just sold high on Paul Pierce. That's all it is.
Zebo is top 10 overall. We're talking about how we're like
midway through the season. He's been doing this all year.
Zebo is top 10 overall.
I sold high on Jeremy Lin.
He's top 10 overall.
No, you didn't. Stop. I stole Jeremy Lin from you.
Jeremy Lin is terrible.
Dropped 41 on you.
Thank you for taking him.
Jeremy Lin is amazing. He's the top 10 shooting guard.
You can't play the Knicks every night.
Wow. My guards are too good. Actually, well, hold on. Jared Jack is higher than Jeremy Lin, really? He was free off the waiver wire. All right, let's talk about some other matchups. Bourne, what has your team been doing lately?
I had a yawner last week against Franchise's team.
Ugh. Should we kick Franchise? Is he on the bubble?
He's just had a rough. I don't know. Was he at the draft or did he auto draft?
He was there, but he wasn't really participating.
He auto-drafted.
Yeah, he essentially auto-picked.
Yeah, I mean, he dropped Gallinari, which isn't necessarily like a stud by any means, but he's doing okay for me. So he dropped him. He had Irving out for a while. Irving just came back, then broke his jaw, and now has like a face mask on.
Wait, does he have the picture I saw? He had the black mask, like the Batman mask.
Yeah, or like Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah. Like, what's up with, what's the difference? Do you know? Like, why would you pick the black one versus the clear one?
I don't know. The black might be a little sturdier than the
plastic. It looks sturdier.
Yeah, the plastic might flex a little bit. I just don't know. I didn't really get any close lookups at it, but how do you wear a mask that isn't already pressing against your jaw that provides you support so that your jaw doesn't really like get bumped or anything?
That's true. I didn't really like, you think no matter what, if you're wearing a mask or not, if you get hit in the face, it's not going to be good.
Yeah. It's almost like you need one of those full up like neck braces where you can't even move your neck. Like it just goes straight with your shoulders basically.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So I don't know how he, but it, apparently that first night it didn't affect him because he dropped 40 last night on the 15th, I should say, against New York.
But let's dissect that a little bit. Like Kyrie Irving is supposed to be some amazing talent, but his team isn't getting any better.
Well, it's no different than when LeBron was there. They're going to waste another opportunity if they don't get any other type of role players. And this is even more important because LeBron could kind of overcome that. I don't think Irving's the same. In the same class, obviously. So, right. So they're really going to need to address that. And I thought they were going to trade, Varejao at some point this season, which I think still is going to happen. But I mean, if they get rid of Varejao, they're going to be losing a lot in terms of where they currently are. And you're just basically going to be in another like Chicago Cubs rebuilding era again.
If you're Cleveland, you don't need more draft picks. That's not going to solve the problem.
Right.
Because you already have a franchise player and you have a couple of young pieces that you think can be part of this. Now you just need to get some veteran quality NBA players to complement.
Yep.
You cannot throw more young players in there. It's not going to help. So we'll see. I mean, I'm looking forward to when Irving and they start burning his jersey. Like, I can't wait for that ESPN special.
Well, LeBron's coming back, right?
But, is that true?
Is it in 2 years or three?
I think it's two, right?
I think, yeah.
So he's going to reunite him and Irving? Batman and Robin?
Oh, no, Irving will be gone.
Oh, Irving doesn't want to win the championship with LeBron?
He'll go to Miami.
Just switch spots.
You're going to switch places.
That would be amazing. That would be great.
I don't mind that because I hate Chalmers, so. Not a fan of his.
You don't like Mario Chalmers?
I don't like Super Mario, no.
But he's a winner guy. I thought he's like winner guy. He does what it takes to win. He's won at every level.
Mm.
And he's clutch.
Do you see what he did in the national championship?
No, I forgot.
Three pointer. Boom. Overtime. Thank you very much. Bye bye Memphis championship.
Oh, that was the Memphis game?
Yeah.
Memphis was like stacked.
Yep. They had an NBA roster.
Yeah.
And Mario Chalmers beat him with a three.
But they couldn't make free throws.
Oh, they choked so bad. Derrick Rose choked. Who is that? Roberts choked?
Yeah, that's right, John. They missed free throws.
Yep.
They had that lock.
Chalmers hit the dagger.
Three-pointer. Nothing but the bottom. Brandon Rush with his high top fade.
Yeah, I was going to say Rush. He's out now this year.
Man. That's when the NCAA championships were good.
Yeah.
Actual NBA players playing in the, maybe we'll get back there. Okay, so your team, it's not looking good for you.
What?
I mean, no, it's not, I'm looking at your roster right now.
This is besides the fact that I pretty much almost outscored everybody this past week.
Yeah, but.
That means nothing.
No, it doesn't.
Let's not talk about the past.
Yeah.
And I'm most outscoring, well, no, I'm in third highest at this point right now.
What have you done lately is what I'm looking at. And what you've done lately is lost two out of your last three. That's what you've done lately.
Yeah, by a total of how many points?
You got almost doubled up by Baked Tomatoes.
What?
Yeah, it was 456 to 744.
Well, that was a franchise type of game, you're right.
And then you
There's a yawner for tomatoes, apparently.
Yeah. And then Bombers, I mean, they I guess they did luck out of a win there.
Do I get
to luck into a win?
Bombers again?
What was that?
Yeah, it looks, well, I'm trying to look and see if I play Bombers again. Yes, I'll play him in week 15.
Revenge game.
I'll come back.
That was an even game. We had the exact same amount of games played. So the better team won.
No, I told you, if I had freaking trusted my first instinct and went with Reddick over whoever I chose.
Which, don't forget the part, nobody ever. Don't
JaVale?
I should have put in Reddick. Nobody ever. Yeah, but
why would
ever.
You get Reddick over McGee? You shouldn't have trusted that instinct.
Wait, is Reddick starting, though? If he's starting, I would say yes.
McGee spikes too much, though. Reddick at least gets me into at least the low teens. That's all I needed. I needed, like, 10 points, if that. McGee got me, like, 7.
Poor McGee. Trust your instinct. I agree. Yeah, trust
your instinct. Got 8 points.
Let's see. Ball Riders. Oof, it's been a rough one for the Ball Riders.
Just because you haven't pulled off any trades?
Yeah, that's part of it. After starting 3-0, currently 4-3, but every loss has been competitive and on the edge of winning. Like, literally, I should be undefeated right now.
Is that a stat we're going to count?
Yes.
Almost wins?
Almost wins.
Almost wins. Because the Brown Bombers...
Or no, competitive losses.
That's better than I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say every loss has been a learning lesson.
Well, look at this 11-point loss to the not 7-0 good Brown Bombers. That could have easily went my way. That was the one where I wasted pickups because the guys decided to be terrible on the first matchup and one decided to be out for a month.
Maybe we should make a stipulation that anybody that plays Brown Bombers has to play JJ Redick.
That's
the JJ Redick effect.
That's He's true. Always available.
He's always available. You got to pick him up. John's not allowed to pick him up, and the opposing team has to pick him up to see if it'll make a difference in the matchup.
So they can't use the line. If yeah. only I'd picked up JJ Redick.
taking on, who am I taking on? I'm taking on, PS Addiction this week. Alright.
Down by 70.
Yeah, I got this though. I mean, I have more players going than him today, so I'm sure by the end of the night, I'll have the lead in this matchup, and then it's just a numbers game. Till the end of the week. I mean, and I'm pretty good at math. If I crunch the numbers, I'm sure I'm gonna pop out a win. Look at this. My team is still so good though. That's the problem is I don't understand how I'm 4-3. Like,
do you still have Singler?
No, I don't.
Yeah, he dropped him.
That was in the tomato trying to win against him. I do have Kaliza. Linus Kaliza. He's terrible.
Linus Kaliza?
Is it Kaliza?
Yeah.
He's terrible. He's so bad. Don't pick him up if he's
Where does he play?
Toronto. And, because Bargnani was out, I was like, ooh.
Bargnani sucks so bad.
What do you mean, sucks so bad?
Did you hear him call out his team? He said we're the worst team in the league.
Well, didn't they win?
And then they won when he got injured.
Yeah.
Well, he's the reason they're the worst team in the league.
They put up, like, bulletin board material from their own player.
Yep.
He's probably going to get traded, right?
And the Lakers are rumored to want him.
Really? Isn't he just the same thing as Pau Gasol?
Well, no, he can shoot threes, and he's extra soft. Like, if you think Pau Gasol is soft.
Well, Pau Gasol's not soft. I don't think that at all.
But if you're one of those who does, and you want Bargnani, one of those crazy Laker fans who thinks Bargnani's the answer.
It's got to be somebody.
Those people exist.
Yeah.
I've never heard of them. All right, joining us now is the King Bowser, the owner of, since we're talking NBA, the owner of the PS Addiction team. I guess you're PSAddiction.com on both leagues.
Sure, why not?
No. We're in the NBA right now, and we have a matchup this week.
I know, and it's looking like it's a repeat of the matchup of our NFL fantasy matchup.
What do you mean?
Victory.
Well, you fluked out a win?
Oh, another victory. Oh, I'm just bathing in V's.
I just did the math. I crunched the numbers. I have more players going today than you do. Plus, my team is amazing. Add those two things up. W for the Ball Riders.
What's that equation look like?
It looks like me up by 68.
What is that? Just
that's current right now.
Just wait.
You forgot to plug that into your equation.
Yeah.
Okay. So how's your team looking, Bowser? Your NBA, TPS NBA team. You're happy with what you got? You're 4-3 right now. You're going to be soon to be 4-4.
Yeah. Oh no, my players are getting injured. That's how it's going to happen. My team's solid. My problem is I can't pull the trigger and be the waiver wire guy like you've been. I can't play that game.
You gotta get on that.
The nightly additions?
Yeah, I just can't bring myself to drop some of these guys.
Yeah.
And I guess that might be my downfall in some scenarios, but I don't know. For right now, it's great until, I don't know, until Boozer has a bad night or.
Did you have any injuries this year that you kind of kept guys a little longer than you needed like I did?
Stoudemire.
Okay.
I kept him for the first like 4 weeks and oops. Constantly. Now he's coming back, but he'll be off the bench and that's maybe coming back by Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your team and you have a ton of guys to drop.
You want Day Day?
You got to get rid of, you need to drop Williams. Like BDA.
Oh yeah, he's a bum.
He's terrible.
You want Scola? I'll trade you Scola straight up. I'll trade you Scola for Rondo. You can get rid of that stupid face point guard.
Do I look like Tomater?
Well, you said you were crunching numbers, so you sound like him.
Whoa, yeah. Nobody likes the numbers guy.
All right, so anything else about the NBA? PS Addiction, your team is Dallas Mavericks, right? You like the Mavs too, like McLean?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's a curse.
What's wrong with liking winners?
Well, they're not doing a lot of winning this year. And whoa. So every time McLean's like, OJ Mayo. OJ Mayo.
The Mayo Clinic is pretty awesome, but Dirk's kind of been down and out.
Dirk is washed up. They need to trade him now. He's done.
He's done.
He is done.
What did he average last year?
All of his players tonight are Mavs that are playing.
I know.
And I'm 7-0.
You're not 7-0 good though.
I'm doing this by starting all Mavs.
I think that's 7-0 great by starting all Mavs.
Okay, can you tell me your feelings about this?
I like that early on. You did it. You were trying to start a bunch of Detroit Pistons. That wasn't working out.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah, he had Stucky, and then who else?
Knight. Brandon Knight. I had
Tayshaun Prince, that's right.
Whoops.
I had Jason Maxiel.
And Singler.
And Singler. Oh, wow, I went through this. Wow. I need to get my hands on the moose. Come on. Who's got him? Hand him over. Offer me up. Okay. King Bowser, what do you think about this? Is this okay? Just take a listen to this. Is that an okay official anthem? A Cowboys anthem?
That's Romolicious. Isn't that a word?
No, that's not the word. So bad. What is
Was
wrong
that song
with...
just created so that females start getting into football more?
That's why McLean loves it.
I love it because it's beautiful.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard you say that word before.
Like, well, I wouldn't use it here because there's nothing to use that word.
Except if you're describing the Ball Riders.
Only when we talk about the Cowboys.
Oh. So bad. Only in Texas. All right, so let's move on. TPS NBA is over. Let's move on to TPS NFL Week 2 of the playoffs. First, Well, let's go back down. This is going to get a little confusing because I don't exactly know how to do the consolation ladder. But Bourne, you played Tomator and you lost again. You lost again to Tomator.
Yep.
You can look at the playoff bracket if you.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Top of the scoreboard.
Yeah, let me do that. Okay, playoff bracket.
Jamal Charles and Ray Rice just did not show up at all. Somehow Kansas City got shut out by Oakland, and the Ravens were making a ton of mistakes this weekend because Flacco's such a good quarterback.
Best
in the league.
Yeah.
So you lost 98-86. You got 25 points out of your Cardinals defense.
Yeah, that was the greatest thing about this too, because I was just going to totally rub that into Tomator's face if I won.
So wait a minute. Did you have these points before Jamal Charles and Ray Rice decided to be terrible?
I believe so. I believe Charles was an afternoon game and.
Yeah, Rice would have been because it's Denver, right? Or no?
It was at Baltimore.
It was at Baltimore. So anyway, you have 25 points on your defense and you're thinking, I got Jamal Charles and Ray Rice as my running backs and I get 25 points for my defense. Easy win.
Yep. Yeah, Torrey Smith also went down with like a concussion, so he was pretty much, I think it happened like around the third quarter at some point, so he's down, done.
Wow. But,
yep.
Well, at least you got a keeper.
At least I got it. Well, one at least, right?
Yeah. Well, who knows? Later. That poll is still open. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Team WinRAR versus T-Biz Bros. WinRAR 43, T-Biz Bros 80, enough on that.
Does Bros know that he's not coming back?
Yeah. Tomator told him.
It doesn't seem to be clear on Twitter.
Oh, it's clear.
Okay.
He was trying to make his case.
In the commissioner's office, it is clear.
He said you only don't want him back because you're scared.
I'm scared of having an inactive owner.
Yeah, that is actually pretty scary.
Yeah.
That is factually correct.
Didn't he actually beat you, though?
Well, come on.
He beat a lot of people.
He doesn't get those wins, though.
Not me. Not once. Not
twice.
He
had a good stretch.
Not three times.
He did not have a good stretch.
He had a good two-game winning streak.
He doesn't get credit for
where
that.
Where he beat you.
ESPN
and,
beat me.
He beat you and Chuck Norris.
ESPN beat us. He gets no credit. He got auto-picked and never set his lineup. I'm giving ESPN credit. Team ESPN.
Point, he's got Robbie Gould playing this week.
Team ESPN.
Can he finish with a better record than you?
Can he? Well, no. Because
you're 0-2, right, in the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm 0-2 in the playoffs. Yeah.
What is his record in the playoffs?
Well, he lost in the first round to Bourne. And he's 1-1 right now.
Okay, so he probably can't finish better.
Of course not. Stop. And the last matchup in the consolation, Concord Lazy Kings, Team Pissed Off, Team Twitter, taking on Team Canada. Canada wins 86-69, solidifying that he's not the worst owner in this league, even though he does trade away all kinds of great players. Let me see here. I'm going to take a look at this matchup because 69 points, that's kind of low. Did he set his lineup? Oh, he still had Brandon. You know, he didn't set his lineup.
Still got Jacobs. In
there. Yeah.
Why is Jacobs even starting?
No, he didn't set his lineup. He didn't do anything with his lineup.
25 from Blair Walsh. That's crazy.
Who? What?
Minnesota kicker.
Yeah, Minnesota's kicker.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
A couple of them were over 50, I believe.
Holy.
He's got the most this season, I believe, over 50.
Yeah, Josh Freeman really paid off for him.
Great. Team Canada has to bench Stafford. He's terrible.
What do you mean he's terrible? He's going to set the record for most.
He had Roethlisberger on his bench.
Well, that's two games in a row that he should have started Roethlisberger. And he hasn't.
Stafford is so bad.
What do you mean so bad?
He's the worst quarterback, most overrated.
Wait, hold on. Whoa. Calm down. He made it possible for Megatron to break the receiving yards record. That's Stafford's fault.
They're 4-10.
You can blame Stafford for that record.
When I called they wouldn't win another game, I wasn't that far off.
Cause they
maybe
only won one.
Blame Megatron for making Stafford look good.
Wow. Wow.
Well, Megatron's not doing a very good job. He's not making Stafford look good.
Uh-huh. You got that mad?
Why did he bench Roethlisberger again after Roethlisberger had a good week last week?
And he's a Steelers fan.
That's right.
He must have seen the star coming.
Wait, what are you trying to say? He saw this? That should scare no one. No one. Well,
I wasn't done dancing.
It's beautiful. Okay, enough of the consolation. Nobody cares. Let's talk about the games that matter. The winner's consolation. Straight Trash Hobie sets his lineup, beats TPS NFL Bums, the worst 10-3 team I've ever seen, 74-55.
Is this the biggest fall from grace that we've had?
By far. This is how bad his team is. Like, this is what I expected to happen. He scores no points and gets no wins in the playoffs. That's the Bums.
He's had injuries, though.
He got lucky.
He didn't get lucky.
Easiest schedule in the league. Worst team on paper.
Well, he needs to drop Mason Crosby. Because he's the worst kicker in the league.
Yeah.
He's missing all the field goals.
Oh, yeah, he's done. I'm surprised they haven't cut him.
After he lost Drew, he just didn't really regain any depth.
Oh, my
gosh. They went for it on fourth down this week from, like, 20 yards out. Because they didn't trust him to hit a 30-yarder.
Well, hold on. Yeah, he's missed it's bad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 field goals this season. How does he still have a job?
He's not going to.
The coach keeps saying he's not going to cut him.
Oh, yeah,
no,
he
not,
will.
Not until the end of the year.
But they're not going to get far in the playoffs. They can't make field goals.
Yeah, not if you can't make field goals. How are you going to win at the end of the game if Crosby falls on his face because he can't kick a field goal? He's like the Tony Romo of kickers, right? Can we agree there?
He wins?
No. He fumbles away the championship.
He's actually like, yeah, the doppelganger of last year's version of Mason Crosby.
Which was so money.
Yeah, just clutch, but not at all this year.
Ron Burrow, 74 points. It's all right. You won. You beat a bad team. Kind of left a lot of points on your bench. Not really much.
Yeah, but you can't trust Beanie.
No? Can't trust him?
No.
How did Beanie Wells destroy Detroit? Not just him, but the quarterback, Ryan Lindley.
Yeah.
How do the Lions get blown up by that?
I don't know. I don't think they're quitting.
I hate the Lions so much.
No, why?
I started the Lions defense because, you're playing Ryan Lindley.
Yeah,
everyone's going to score 20 as a defense.
Don't listen to the insiders.
I don't need to be an insider to see Ryan Lindley is starting.
Lions just weren't prepared for Beanie Wells.
Yeah. Can't stop Beanie. Unstoppable. Let's not skip too far ahead here, okay? Let's talk about Team Chuck Norris beating the TPSN Rough Riders again. The problem with this matchup is...
You had this beat. I want to say you had this by like 10 or more points, didn't you?
Oh, no, I was leading and I'm thinking, yeah, Kaepernick, he's not going to have that good of a game. And Johnson's kind of been Johnson. So I gave myself the win. I pretty much gave myself the win. I'm like, 98 points?
Yeah, you would have had it if Brandon Lloyd was Brandon Lloyd.
That's true. He was Brandon Lloyd for a little bit. And
yeah.
Then Tom Brady turned him into Brandon Lloyd. Chuck Norris beats the Rough Riders again, the second time this season, 113-98. But
Rookie of the Year, by the way.
Yeah, owner Rookie of the Year. But Rough Riders putting up 98 points, you can't complain about that because the Rough Riders would have beat a majority of the league, and that's all you can ask for. That's what happens when you're scary good is you score enough points to beat almost anybody. Problem is I wouldn't have beat any of the other teams that are in the playoffs, in the real playoffs, in the winner's bracket. But still, it would have been a good fight. So congrats to Chuck Norris, the Rookie Owner of the Year. Good job.
He's got a chance to play for third place.
For third?
Yeah.
No, not for third.
Oh, no, because he lost the first one. Never mind.
For fourth.
He lost against franchise. Yeah.
For fifth.
Okay, we got that figured out.
Yep.
Brownies. You took on team PlayStation Addiction, and you were exposed.
I got exposed.
You got exposed. 76-100. Now, PS Addiction, before McLean tries to butter this up and say blah, 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 excuse, 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 how did you win?
He played James Casey.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
And wasn't there, and wait a minute, wasn't there a point when John was ripping Andrew Hawkins?
Yes.
Earlier this season?
Oh yeah.
I believe so.
Oh,
big time. I was an Andrew Hawkins supporter.
Oh, you were ripping him. Big time.
I was ripping him. I'm the only one who's had him on my team.
Did you drop him though at one point?
I dropped him because I needed someone else.
No, he dropped him.
Not because I didn't like him.
Then he tried to tell us, oh, nobody picked him up. Like, yeah, of course. Nobody picked him up because he's Andrew Hawkins. And you,
he was great last week.
You benched your better tight end.
I benched his better defense.
Yeah, your better defense and your better tight end. Wow. Really?
All right. Well, I started the line. I already went into that.
Yeah.
Because Arizona's the worst offense in the entire league. So you think even the stupid, terrible Lions would be able to make something happen. And they led 38 points. 38 to Wells and Lindley.
Wow.
And then Lawrence Dines had the worst game of his life.
Of his life? Really?
He's been
the top kicker, I think, this whole year.
The best one.
Yeah.
10 on a regular basis. And he got -1.
Yeah, all right.
I don't think I've ever seen a kicker with negative before this game.
All That's right. a good point.
Good
and
call.
And Jimmy Graham forgot where the end zone is.
No one else did.
He had like 8 touchdowns in the first 8 games.
Yeah.
And the last 4 he hasn't got any.
Breeze has been just giving him these passes that have allowed defenses to just light him up as soon as he touches the ball.
You think he's punishing him?
Yeah.
You think they
yeah.
got into a thing?
Because Graham doesn't have an elite quarterback throwing to him like Flacco to Dennis Pitta.
That's true. That's true.
That was just garbage time.
Hold on now.
It was so good.
If Graham would have had Flacco thrown to him, Graham would have had a couple touchdowns. I'm just saying. Facts are the facts.
No, Pitta got like an 80-yard garbage time touchdown where the other team wasn't even trying to tackle him.
7 for 125 and 2 TDs.
He did get like a touchdown where he's down at the 2, but they just gave it to him out of pity.
Out of Pitta?
Yeah.
So you dropped 100 on the Brownies, and but I mean you kind of wasted it. Adrian Peterson, McLean. You kind of wasted him.
I mean, if Ahmad Bradshaw was healthy, probably could have put up enough to make up for some, like Lawrence Stein's.
Did you know coming into the into Sunday that he was going to be out, or was this like a game time decision?
No, he was announced well before.
Okay.
Because I think after what Ahmad Bradshaw's backup did last week, I think they just assumed Wilson. They could win without Bradshaw.
Yeah.
And then they lost 34-0.
And then they got destroyed.
Yeah, I played Wilson in another league this year, or this week, and he did nothing.
Well, what made you think that James Casey was the answer? That's the question that everyone...
Well, you gotta pick up a free agency running back, and there's not a lot there. And James Casey plays at tight end also.
So you were gambling.
I was gambling on a fluke touchdown.
Which over the past couple of weeks, I thought he's gotten some.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks, he's gotten at least like 30 yards or something.
Yeah.
Or a touchdown.
Your team is really bad.
And Jeremy Curley, unfortunately, has Mark Sanchez throwing.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
Or throwing away from him. Throwing over him.
Yeah, over his head.
Over or under him.
Bowser, Tom Brady looking good, Eric Decker looking good, Brandon Marshall being Brandon Marshall. You thinking about throwing Williams back in there?
For next week. Yep. If, Stewart's still hurt.
Yeah.
I don't really have running back core is extremely weak on my team. That is my flaw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Quiz Rogers.
Quiz. Yeah, that's almost as bad as James Casey, but not as bad.
Doesn't matter if Ray Rice and Jamaal Charles don't show up.
That's true. All right, and the last matchup is I'm Not a Racist versus Team Bowser. Team Franchise. Franchise just gets so lucky.
Oh, that was a fluke.
So lucky. I mean, I'm Not a Racist didn't score a lot of points. Okay, so I think he's going to lose this matchup. But who would have thought Russell Wilson would get 39 points? Franchise dropping 124. I mean, he got so lucky. Buffalo quit. They quit. And we know that the Seahawks coach does not quit. He'll pile on.
Well, no, that's not
true. He'll actually do fake punts.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson had like 36 in the first half. He only got like 3 points after halftime.
See? Piling on. Why don't you just bench him? You're going to win the game. You don't need to do this. You don't got to go there.
Did Lynch get a little... Yeah, he got 18, huh?
Yep.
They can't play Buffalo all the time, though.
Yeah. It's not going to be so easy against San Francisco.
That will be tough.
Is RG3 playing? Do we know?
I heard that they're still not rushing him back.
They said last night that they're not going to bring him back till he's 100%.
Okay, so he's not going to play. Russell Wilson has to play.
This week's game doesn't really matter for Washington. Because win or lose, they don't win the division unless they beat Dallas next week. And that's the only game that matters.
That's the important game?
Yeah. So I have this championship wrapped up.
Well, it doesn't sound like Griffin, it's worth it for him to play. And Wilson is playing San Francisco. I mean, the only thing is maybe, no, I don't see a thing. There's nothing here. Franchise team is bad.
Well, we do have a battle for the most balls thrown to for the Denver receiving corps. Because he's got Denarius Thomas and I have Decker.
Well, it's got to be Decker, right?
I mean, he's been
getting all the looks lately.
Let me see. I don't know. It varies so much by game by game. I've been watching his team with Demaryius Thomas, basically, and it just goes back and forth so much.
Okay, so let me do this. I'm going to vote for you in the championship.
They're playing at Cleveland, the Broncos. Cleveland shuts down receivers.
Yeah, they have good cornerbacks, right?
Yeah.
Wait, isn't their best one injured, or is he healthy now?
I want to say Hayden's back, yeah.
Joseph Hayden, that's who it is?
Yeah.
It depends on who he's going to play on.
Thomas.
Yeah, he'll be on Thomas, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let Decker... Decker can't outrun you, though.
Because the knock on Thomas is that he's not a route runner and that Decker is. So as long as you get guys that just cover deep and then just give Hayden to Decker...
See, to me, I would go put him on Thomas and then let Decker catch the underneath stuff.
Everything underneath, sure.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he'll be a
Welker type, right?
Yeah.
Whoa. What do you mean by that?
Scruffy Welker.
What do you mean he's a Welker type? What does that mean?
You know, he's like a guy not afraid to go down the middle.
Oh, I thought you meant he was white. No?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay, Bowser, let me, so what do you think about your team? Is your lineup set first, or are you still working on it? You still, you know, messing around with things?
I have my lineup set as I feel today about it, but I am not sure. Definitely now I gotta change it, because now Malcolm Floyd's on the injured reserve. That's an easy fix, though. I can plug in the 0 point Hayward Bay, or I could put in Rodgers. Yeah. So, one of those two will probably just plug in. But it'll be interesting, because I know franchise's flukes have got to be running out. They got to be.
Like, you think he's a fraud just like I think he's a fraud.
Oh, he's the biggest fraud.
Yes.
And he knows he's a fraud. That's why he gets so angry when you tell him the truth.
Are you the one who's been talking trash to him every morning then?
Of course.
That's why he gets so upset in the mornings?
Oh, that's so good.
He just doesn't want to accept the truth. Let's be honest.
Ruin his day. Ruin his day as soon as he wakes up. So franchise, you know, we don't know. He needs to decide what's he going to do. Is he going to risk it with Wilson going against San Francisco? Because that's where it seems like a majority of franchise's points come from the quarterback position. And I don't think you can trust Wilson against San Francisco. And if Griffin doesn't play, you know, he has no options there. Can he rely on his team to win this championship for him and not his quarterback? And that's the question.
The benefit of having RG3 out is that Morris is going to get more touches.
Sure. But they are allowing Cousins to throw.
Yeah, no, they really are.
He looked good out there. He looked all right. I mean, I watched two highlights. I'd put him in the Pro Bowl.
Careful though, you know he's a Michigan State.
I know. Player. Yeah, I do. I got to be careful there. You're right. Sorry, I'm checking tweets. My man, I got distracted by somebody posted a picture.
Silence.
Somebody okay. posted a picture. I had to click on it. Sorry. Okay, so that's the championship. Team PlayStation Addiction, Team Bowser versus Team Fraud, Team Franchise. This is a 1 week Super Bowl, unlike last year where it was 2 weeks. It's one
oh, really?
Week. Yep. Winner take all. I think last year is when we decided no week 17 because
guys
so many
resting.
Teams were resting players and a lot of the divisions were wrapped up. So that's why it's week 16 or whatever week this is. Week 15? Oh, I guess it is week 16.
It is 16, yeah.
Week 16 is the final and it's just a 1 week championship. So may the best team win.
Why thank you. On behalf, I'll just take the money back.
Yeah, that's the thing is PSAddiction.com donated from last year's TPS NFL winnings.
NBA.
Okay, TPS is so confusing. $100 TPS NBA winnings from SpongeBob. He's sponsored by SpongeBobbies. And you donated 50% of that back, $50. And I decided to use that for the TPS NFL as the championship prize. And now you're in the championship and you might get that $50 right back. Now, did we ever confirm your code worked, right? You actually got $50 from Sponge?
The one I did use, yeah. The okay. other one I just gave straight to you. I never tried it out.
Yeah, but. And I still got it. It's in a safe place and I'm ready to send it right back. I'm sure you still have it somewhere. I think you sent it to me over Twitter.
Yes, I did.
So I'm sure that you can just look up your archives and get your code back. Ah, so great. Yeah, it's been a great season, but I'm really looking forward to next year because I want four division or three divisions with four.
I thought you were going to say four keepers.
No.
It's been decided upon the league, hasn't it, by the poll?
Well, I guess let's talk about that. The Ronbro brought up a good point, or Ronbro or Tomato brought up a good point of how many keepers we're going to have. And last year we put it up to a vote, and this year we're going to put it up to a vote. And the choices were 1, 2, 3, or 4. And by four, I mean Megatron, A-Rod, Gronkowski, and Arian Foster. So right now, one has 44% of the vote, but not all owners have voted.
Pretty much a majority, though.
Yeah, that's nine. There's nine votes right now in, so it is over half the league. I don't think, how many inactives did we have? Two?
Two inactives. At least, yeah.
Yeah, two at least, so there's only three more votes. So technically.
No, three, because the Lazy Kings are gone.
Oh yeah, they're pretty, well, are they really though?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, because even if Pantera was active, he didn't know how to use the polls last year.
That's true. He didn't know how to vote. So, I mean, if you count him as active, technically four could still win the keeper poll, but it's unlikely. It's probably going to be one again. But I am really rooting for four. Like, I think that's a good number. It's a nice, even number. Everyone understands four.
Anything above one is pretty dumb.
All good things come in fours. Isn't that the saying? I'm pretty sure that's the saying.
Somebody probably said it.
In a mental institution.
Why don't we go to five, though?
Five?
Why don't we just have a dynasty league?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
A dynasty league? I don't even know if I would have that option for this season. I'll have to look at it for next season because some of my draft strategies might change. You know, I don't want to be stuck with some players. I don't know. We'll have to look at it.
We do a dynasty league. Tom Brady's up for trade.
Hey, somebody might want to win just once.
Yeah.
They'll give you all their prospects for one shot.
Tomato. it won it for him last year.
Oh, send him an offer. So yeah, probably one keeper this next season. That's what it looks like. I'm going to close that poll in the next couple days. And,
just as soon as you contact all of the,
yeah, as soon as they say, hey guys, you know, four keepers, You might want to vote real fast. Wake the beasts on Twitter.
Yeah.
Three divisions, like we said, four teams each. Emphasis on winning games in your division. That's the thing I think I'm looking forward to the most, is the emphasis on winning games in your division.
Yeah, that's my biggest gripe about it.
Yeah. Oh, forgot to mention that this championship, it's a whitewash.
Is it? Is it?
Am I correct in that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You let me down, McLean.
Oh, no.
The pressure was too much.
Wow. Well, next year, you know what we're going to have to do? Kill Whitey. okay. So that's...
It's the two teams of destiny, according to the sad facts.
Was it?
Yeah, because I told you PS Addiction would be there because they won the consolation.
Oh, that's right.
Last year.
That's right.
And franchise because the number one seed always wins it all.
So one of these facts are going to be broken.
Yes.
Unless okay. They tie.
Well, how would we work that?
I don't remember what the tiebreaker is.
Home team wins.
No, the home team does not win.
Did you guys play during the regular season?
Yep.
And who won? Did he win?
I believe Frodchise fluked out a victory there, so I think he wasted that fluke there.
Wow. Let's hope it's not a tie.
The rare double fluke shouldn't occur.
Yeah. That shouldn't count. All right, I'm gonna try to add these other people that keep hopping on and offline.
Score update. Cavaliers just lost to the frickin' Raptors.
The worst team in the league?
Yeah. 99-113.
Wow. I think Day-Day did pretty good.
I don't believe so, no. He's still out.
Well, then they're a playoff team.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Okay. Canada, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Franchise, are you there? Franchise. No, Franchise isn't there. Tomato, you're not there. I'm hanging up on you. Canada, any last words before we get to pick'ems about your fantasy team?
I missed all the football this weekend. But I will say that I see that Matthew Stafford put up 3 points. Nothing's really changed there. He's let me down all season. I don't know.
We were trying to determine, you're a Steelers fan. Roethlisberger played well the week before. Stafford didn't. What made you not play Roethlisberger?
I haven't gone to ESPN.com or watched any football for a couple of days. I've been kind of busy. There's no funny meaning to it. There's no like, I thought I'd go with Stafford. There's just, I completely neglected it.
So you put yourself on the bubble.
Yeah.
Okay, now I can add franchise, and let's see what kind of smack he's going to talk real quick about the championship. He said he's ready. And where is he on my list? I don't see him on my list. Is he offline?
It looks like it says it's ringing.
It says it.
Oh, answer the damn phone, franchise.
We need to hear your fraudulent tales.
All right, hold on. Let me hang up on him.
It looked like he answered right there, and then you hung up.
Oh, yeah, there he was.
No, stop.
He did.
Did he answer?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hold on. I'm calling him
there
back.
There he is.
Okay, franchise.
Yes.
All right, you're driving home.
Yes.
Did your work schedule change?
Yes.
Wow. Never get a promotion again. Okay, so we already gave Bowser the championship, but we're going to give you an opportunity to defend the fluky win that you had last week, and what are you going to do to try to overcome your team's limitations and take PS Addiction down?
I was in a fluky win. I was 120 points for 2 weeks straight. Fluky.
What do you mean?
You don't fluke twice.
Oh, you do. You fluke twice.
I didn't fluke. I just chose the right players at the right time.
Hey, buddy, I believe that's called a fluke.
No, it's not a fluke.
You know Russell Wilson is not going to do that against San Francisco, and Robert Griffin III is out for the season.
No, he's not.
Has he played yet?
They announced he's going to play this weekend. Boom.
Who announced it?
You just got boomed.
Well, who announced it?
His coach did. What?
No.
Look it up.
His coach isn't the person who can announce that.
Who is the person that can announce it?
I need to hear it from an independent medical examiner. They're risking their the franchise on letting him play. It's not worth it. They let him play, and it could get career ender real fast.
He's not that hurt. He's not injured. I mean, what, he sprained his knee. Sprained it. He didn't tear anything.
I'm not going to lie. Cousins looks better than him as a quarterback.
And who said I was going to go with RG3 or Wilson?
Ooh. You got something up your sleeve?
I smell Brandon Whedon.
I'm just making waiver claims right now.
Just to block him?
Yep.
You better guess correctly, franchise.
Yes, I don't guess. I play a numbers game.
You doing math?
Okay. I just want my $50.
Yeah, those are the type of math numbers.
Unfortunately, I mean, for franchise, I own the Lord of Junk Time.
Didn't I put it on the board, what, 2-3 weeks ago? Franchise in the Super Bowl? Did I not claim that?
Yeah, but look who you had to go through. You didn't have to beat anybody.
Wow.
You got a bye to the final?
Yeah. Look at who he had to play. The teams he beat scored the least amount of points in the playoffs.
That's what should happen when you're the number one seed.
Team Chuck Norris, 60. Lowest points. Mexico, or no, I'm sorry. I'm not a racist. 70. Lowest points. Now
no, they weren't the lowest points. I seem to recall Pantera having lower points than that.
No, he's in the loser bracket. That doesn't even count. I'm only talking about teams that matter. You got so lucky, franchise. Oh, you got so lucky. If you win this $50, I'm going to be so mad.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
He scored 100 like 5 times in the last 7 weeks.
Yeah, but that's luck.
And
that's
he beat luck. You during the regular season.
A luck. That was a luck win.
He beat Chuck Norris in the playoffs, which you couldn't do at all.
Yeah, but Chuck Norris only scored 60 points. Ooh. Anybody would have beat Chuck Norris.
Except you.
Maybe except for you. Bowser. Or I'm sorry, Lazy Kings. Wow.
Lazy Kings would not have beat Chuck Norris.
Franchise, you're just lucky you're not playing the Rough Riders this week. You're lucky.
Why?
Oh,
why?
Man.
I'm undefeated against the Rough Riders.
The Rough Riders will score more points this week than the Fraud Chise. Borden it.
Put another $50 PSA.
No, 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 not at all. No.
Those are numbers E. Diddy does not want to crunch.
No, no, not doing math on that. Okay, so enough trash talk. That's
he
good.
He lost one game in his last 10, and that was by 3 points.
See? He's gotten lucky. His luck's about to run out. All that is stats that support how lucky franchise is. Right?
Wrong. I love the way you're trolling this to try to make it look like my team is not the team that should be there. But there's no argument that you can make that defies the numbers. The numbers say it all.
Defies logic, yes.
Yeah, there you go. Defies logic.
You had the easiest schedule over the last 3 weeks. The teams that you've beaten over the last 3 weeks barely put up over 100 total points.
I haven't played the Rough Riders in the last 3 weeks.
Look at you beat the team that is probably 64-50. You should be kicked out of that league just for scoring under 70.
You're the commissioner.
You're on the bubble.
There's going to be so many tears next week because he's going to view it as an upset.
Yeah, that's right. That's so true. You cannot view when you lose to Bowser as an upset because Bowser has a good team.
A good team?
Yeah, after we just downed his running backs.
Your team is so bad.
They're great.
You're going to lose now. Now they've convinced me. Go franchise.
He just cursed Bowser by saying I was going to lose.
Yep.
You know, the E. Diddy curse always works. Thank you, E. Diddy, for handing over.
You're welcome.
Where's my $50?
I already spent it. Shit.
PS, we got a new PS Plus subscription.
Wow. Did he just e-diddy curse?
All right, I got the pick'em games worked out, and I was looking at the leaderboard here, and not surprising at all, but EDD999 leading the group in points.
You mean we're tied again?
Leading the group. I'm looking here, and your name is under mine. I don't know. Did you notice that?
It's probably an alphabetical order.
Look a little harder. Yeah, there it is. Yep. You see that? See where my name is ahead of yours?
E comes before J.
And then I
look. In case you don't know how the alphabet works.
Right below my name is McLean. So I got three right last week. McLean only got two. Not a surprise. Tomato got three, but nobody knows how many points he has. Born, you got two, but you only have 28 points.
Yeah, I lost too many.
Yeah. Can you technically win? Let me add this up. You could get 8 more points. You could have
30. Are we playing 17? Week 17?
Yeah, we're going all the way through.
Okay.
So you could win.
So I've still got a chance.
Yeah, you still got a chance. So does Ron Bro, barely.
Mater has 31.
31? So he's tied with Butters, but Butters hasn't made picks.
Well, no, Butters isn't a real 31.
Oh, that's right, because he messed it up. Okay, so he's in front of you, Bourne, so he has more of a legitimate chance to knock me off. And then Team Canada, you have 12. So it was a good effort. You've made some picks over the last couple days, which is good. Or the last couple weeks, which is good. So this week...
Listen, it's kind of quiet on this call tonight. There's no tomato.
I think he's...
I'll assume security was doing its work.
I just got that. I think it's a polo practice, right?
Yeah.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah.
No. I don't know what it is. He's probably eating... What kind of
steak tartare with his family?
Yeah, something like that.
Did you hear about security at the Browns game?
Yes.
No. What happened?
They assaulted London Fletcher's family or something.
Why?
Yes. What? They assaulted his nephew.
Why?
I don't know. I heard about it, but I didn't know why.
Yeah, he was on the NFL Network giving an interview about it this morning or yesterday morning.
Did they assault him because he was London Fletcher's nephew?
They probably didn't know. They figured it's just a Redskins fan. Let's beat him up.
The security did this.
Yeah, security.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody's safe if security is assaulting people. Nobody.
Don't mess around in Cleveland.
Wow. Don't trust them.
No, well, what I heard is they got into some sort of altercation. And then security, instead of breaking it up,
they jumped in.
They joined in.
Get them, boys! Look, they're fighting. We're fighting too. Then come on! Wow. All right.
Got a pair of handcuffs to make it easier.
All right. First matchup. Don't tell me who you want to win, or don't tell me who's going to cover the spread. Just tell me who you want to win. McLean, New Orleans Saints at the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys -3.5. Who do you want to win?
Well, this game doesn't matter that much because next week's game is the only one that matters.
This matters for the Saints, though, doesn't it?
No, the Saints are done.
They're already out?
They have, like, a really small chance if everyone loses.
They need major help.
So they're like me with the pick'em.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's significant to know because if Cowboys lay down... Because it's not worth winning, the Saints could run it up. Because even though they need help, they're still going to try to win. And the Cowboys are saying, doesn't matter if we win. We really got to win next week.
Yeah, but...
Oh, they've got to win all their games. They got to win both of them. Yeah. They don't win both of them?
No, they only have to win
this one and lose next week. They don't make the playoffs. But if they lose this week and win next week, they do.
You're talking about the Cowboys, though, right?
Yeah, the Cowboys. And it's at Dallas. And there's a lot of Saints fans here after Hurricane Katrina. A lot of people from New Orleans moved here.
Oh, really?
It's always got a lot of Saints fans here when the Cowboys play Saints.
Okay. So I think I still, like, no matter what, I always want the Cowboys to lose.
Yeah, I want the Saints to win this one.
I mean, for Katrina, right?
for Katrina. Yeah. Everyone already turned on the Saints after the whole scandal with the...
But it was a fake scandal. It wasn't even real.
Yeah, it didn't even happen.
It didn't happen?
No. Didn't happen.
So why is their coach sitting at home?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
He should sue the NFL.
It did happen, but the thing... It's not a big deal because everybody does it.
But even Taglibu said, well, it didn't really happen. Like, everything... He said happened, but...
Oh, well, Greg Williams, their defensive coordinator, he said it did happen. But yeah, then he, but like, he, blamed somebody else.
Yeah, but he said it happened, like, hey, did you break that window? Yeah, I broke that window. Like, you know he really didn't break the window.
Here's some money like for that. Breaking that window?
Yeah, like, come on.
Well, no, back then, they did an interview with him, the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And it stuck out for me back then, because he was like, oh, we do this thing where... You hit the guy after the whistle, like, remember me shots.
Remember me shots?
Yeah, like, hey, that's you might not want to throw that or get rid of that quickly because I'm coming.
That's a thing, remember me shots?
That's what they called it back then. And when I saw it, I was like, shouldn't they try to stop that? And he's just admitting it in an interview. How long ago was that? That was that year when they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, apparently no one thought it was weird until they found out there was money involved or something.
Because then
like
it was
if that makes it worse suddenly.
Huh. Remember me shots. Yeah.
Getting paid or not shouldn't matter if you're admitting you're taking dirty shots.
Canada, who do you want to win? The Saints or the Cowboys?
Saints.
Yeah. For Katrina, yeah, right?
That's who I want.
Franchise wants the Saints too, right? Oh yeah, franchise. Of course I want yeah, the Saints. Of course you want the Saints. You hate the Cowboys with a passion.
The Saints suck.
Yeah, but it's for Katrina. What you gonna do? Next game, Atlanta Falcons, 12-2 Atlanta Falcons at the 4-10. 4-10. 4-10.
2013.
4-10 Detroit Lions. Lions plus 3.5. And
my Browns are doing better than you right now.
Oh, don't say that.
Are the Eagles doing better?
No, the Eagles aren't doing better.
They're tied. Oh, that's worse.
Oh gosh, so bad. But no matter
I like
what,
that you guys make fun of the Cowboys and your teams are terrible.
No, but 5-9 this year so far for the Browns is a victory. We're good this year compared to years past.
That's what he did, he said.
No, 4-10.
When the Lions were like 4-8.
I checked my prediction at the beginning of the year. I think I said I was 7-6, so or not 7-6.
What did
six.
I say?
Oh, I have to, let me look.
No, you said 8-8, I think.
Did I?
I think you said 8-8. I think I said 10-... No, did I say 12-4? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was pretty high. Yours was pretty high.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, the Bills did better than the Lions.
Stop, please. No, it doesn't matter. I want
them to win.
We already
know the Cardinals are better than the Lions.
I want the Lions to win. They can expose the Falcons. Nobody thinks the Falcons are 12-2 good.
He did a 12-4 NFC Championship game. Next year will be for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, see? I've always said 2013. I've been saying that for years.
Ron Bro is 5-11 for the Jets. Tied for last with Miami, but they'll have a top 5 draft pick.
Hey, he was pretty accurate.
The Cowboys are 13-3.
13-3?
Pretty accurate.
They're going to rest their starters in week 7, but still beat the Redskins, led by Kirk Cousins at quarterback.
Whoa! Did you see the future?
I called it.
He either gets injured or benched. I said 7-9.
Oh, 7-9. Hey.
Nostradamus.
Still attainable.
Yeah.
Still attainable.
It could still happen. Oh, that's good to go back and look at those.
Yeah, that's great.
That's good. Okay, so you want the Lions, right, Bourne? You want the Lions.
Well, my question is though, well, let me see. I want the Falcons to win this, but it's just a question of who are the Falcons now, I guess, after last week?
They're nobody. They're not.
I don't believe that was like, I just felt like.
They are who you think they are.
New York just didn't show up at all.
Yeah, they're not that good. And they're not going to make the Super Bowl. I don't think they can beat.
Oh, they're not going to make the Super Bowl.
The Giants in a playoff game.
The Giants are on the outside looking in right now.
Yeah, but they'll make it. Come on. Everyone says, oh, the Giants are terrible. And then what do? They win Super Bowls every time somebody says that.
They might not even make the playoffs.
Yeah, but who do they got to go through? Like, who's in front of them?
It's not in their control.
Who's in front of them?
They need Washington and Dallas both to lose.
Exactly. So they are in the playoffs.
Well, one of them is guaranteed to win because they play each other.
Yeah, because they play each other.
It's a wild card, right?
I think the... Well, they're all 8-6 right now.
Oh, okay. See?
But the Dallas Giants are going to win. Washington have the tiebreakers.
Well, Giants are going to finish 10-6. We all know that.
What about the Vikings? Was that the other potential
Vikings,
team?
Vikings, yeah. I think they have the wild card tiebreaker. So if they keep winning, they'll get in.
So Bourne wants the Falcons.
I want the Falcons.
McLean wants the Lions. I want the Lions.
You don't know. Gross.
Canada wants the Lions.
The Lions won't win another game. Next year, they're going 0-16.
Stop. Again? They're going 0-16 again? So everyone wants the Lions except for Bourne. Okay, I can take that.
I want the Falcons.
Dirty Birds?
Dirty Birds.
All right.
I got to go for one bird team that's doing something.
All right, next matchup is the Giants at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens plus 2.5. And I want the Giants to win because I want them in the playoffs. I don't want to see Romo fumble away a playoff victory. Nobody wants to see that. So let's put the Giants in there. Let's give them a win so that we can see them in the Super Bowl again. McLean, I know what you're going to do.
Who do I want to win?
Yeah, I know your move.
What's my move?
I know your move. Just do your move, okay?
All right. Oh, I think the Giants are better because the Ravens, aren't they like on a 3-game losing streak?
They're
getting exposed every week.
A little bit, yep.
And they just got a new offensive coordinator who's somehow worse than the last one.
Wow. And
yeah, Giants are actually okay. If they play Ahmad Bradshaw.
If not?
Which I think they're going to like be panicking and rushing back.
Alright, so he might get injured. You want the Giants to win.
I don't really care who wins.
All right. Canada?
Giants.
Yeah.
Because I hate the Ravens.
That's right. Franchise, you love the Ravens.
That's right. I want the Ravens to win.
And Bourne, how about you? You said Giants?
If I did, I'm going to switch and go to the Ravens right. This time.
All right. And last one is, this is the big one. The San Francisco 49ers at the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks. Plus 1.5 points.
McLean, this might be the only game worth watching.
Maybe. Yeah,
did you guys hear about the coach controversy with this between both of them when they were back in college?
I know they don't have a good relationship.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Well, nothing really major. They were just talking about how, because they were talking about how Carroll ran up the score this past week, and basically... He had said something in a post game saying like he was, the way that they have it set up for the special teams is that they have the ability to make the call for a fake field or a fake punt if they want to, and it's up to Carroll to cancel the call basically, and he said that he didn't quote cancel the call, and he said that was on me trying to make it sound like it was on, like, his fault, basically. But they showed, like, video of, after it happened, he's, like, high-fiving everybody after they come back from the play.
But he was running up the score.
Well, no,
yeah,
no.
And they're talking then about how he did that all the time at USC. And there was, and he basically made no, qualms about it every time that he did it. And then, Harbaugh did it against him in one game, and he came, like, I think it was at the end of the game when they came to shake hands, he was, like, all upset at Harbaugh, crying to him, like, why'd you do that to us? Like, why'd you run up the score? That's not right. And so Harbaugh gave him a little taste of his own medicine, and he didn't really like it.
All right.
So there's going to be some big time. I'm actually pretty excited for this game. I can't believe Seahawks turned their season around, but, yeah, this should be a good one to watch.
Oh, yeah. It should be really good.
Yeah.
I don't know who I want to lose more, though. Do I want Harbaugh to lose more? Even though he's a Michigan guy, played on the Lions, still beating up on the Lions now every time they play him. But I don't like Seattle.
Why don't you like Seattle?
Because I never get to watch them, so what's to like? Like, I don't think I've seen them play all season. And then franchise Selfish. Gets a fluke victory out of their terrible rookie quarterback.
He's the best rookie quarterback.
Yeah, look at his numbers.
He doesn't
not
do
terrible.
Anything.
He doesn't do anything. He wins games.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Wow.
That's kind of funny that I have two rookie quarterbacks. And both of them are equally good.
No, yeah, they're not.
It's hilarious.
They're not equally good. They're both actually equally bad. I mean, I would be the rookie of the year if I threw 5-yard passes and then let my wide receivers run the rest of the way.
Right. RG3 hasn't thrown a 5-yard pass.
I would be the Brown RG3. EG3.
Oh, no.
God. Oh, God.
Oh my gosh. So I
forgive him for he knows not what he says.
So you want the 49ers to win?
Yeah, I think I want the 49ers to win. Yeah, I think I want the 49ers to win even though I don't want them to win. But yeah.
He wants the 49ers to win because Russell Wilson's got that fluke wide receiver in Golden Tate and he just doesn't like Seattle, so.
Yeah, but Golden Tate's from Notre Dame.
Go blue and gold.
That's right.
No, I want the Seahawks.
Really? Is that your team now?
No, they're not my team.
Are you jumping bandwagons? Hey, Daddy,
I want to tell you something. Something I saw today on my lunch break.
All right.
I was coming back, saw this car. You know what the license plate said on it?
Case.
It's a wild guess.
Get out of here.
No.
I'm a fraud?
Let's get to
know. We know you are. And I am close.
Go blue?
It said go blue.
Oh, yeah.
It had the M right on the front of it.
Yeah. Go blue.
So immediately I flipped them off.
It's better than keying the car, I guess.
Was that for blue bombers?
He drove an Audi, so I wouldn't key an Audi.
Oh, okay.
You'll just flip them off. Wow. So much better.
I actually drove up to him and I was like, hey, one of my buddies likes your team. He's like, yeah, this year they suck.
What? Wow. Unbelievable. That's not
right. He's probably like, yeah, this year they suck and that's why I like Notre Dame.
Wow. He's my people. Okay, McLean, who would you like? 49ers, Seahawks? I mean, come on. Bad?
Well, the Seahawks are kind of overrated.
Oh, big time overrated.
Because they wouldn't even be in this position if they had lost to Green Bay, which they did.
That's true.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So I got the 49ers. Because they're better. Actually, the 49ers suck too.
Okay, that's who you have, but who do you want to win?
He tried to cover it up.
Who do I want to win? I don't like either of them.
Cowboys.
But the 49ers always embarrass the Lions, so I kind of like them.
You have to have, see, this is like the second straight game. He doesn't have an opinion for Giants and Ravens, and he doesn't have an opinion for 49ers.
Well, no, I just said that I like the 49ers because they always embarrass the Lions.
Oh, okay.
It's not a good enough reason, just so you know.
Yeah, I really would like the 49ers to win this one.
Just to shut up Russell Wilson?
Well, I like Russell Wilson. I just want to shut up Carroll.
Carroll, Pete Carroll. Yeah. That's a good person to shut up. All right, so only one more week of the TPS NFL update.
I would love to tell my prediction for that game.
And then
who I would like to
get. After that, we're going to bi-weekly TPS NBA update.
What kind of bullshit is this?
And then, you know, once we do that, we'll stop talking about football. We'll go right into all basketball. This will probably be a little bit shorter.
Oh, this show is racist. I'm out of here.
And we won't be doing pick'ems anymore. I mean, I guess we have one more week of pick'ems, but after that, then we'll decide who the winner is. Probably me. B. Smith, give me my money. And give either franchise.
That's a black guy up, why don't you?
Or Bowser. Their $50 PSN card. So anybody have any last words?
Yeah, I have a last word.
All right.
Why shut the black guy up when it's his turn to pick?
All right. Sir, who do you want to win? Who do you want to win, black guy? Hey, black guy. Who do you want to win? 49ers or Seahawks?
the Seahawks. I'm going against everybody.
You know, if you win next week, franchise, you're still not going to get much of a platform to talk about it.
You're going to get no platform.
I wish I had signed up for Pickles. I wish.
Okay, so I have some great ending music, and this is actually the official theme song of not only the Cowboys, but also of Team Franchise.
Well, we need a,
wait, oh, what? Hold on. What?
We need to plug BS Addiction because of our special guest. Where's he gone?
No, he's gone.
He's gone.
He's left.
Well, you at least need to plug it because he won against E. Diddy.
Well, no, that's not why you need to plug it.
For the website challenge.
No.
You lost.
Wait. I got on the call after Bowser left.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just missed him, dude.
Bowser was on here. Franchise, but if you want to get into contact with him, go ahead and head over to psaddiction.com.
He actually said he would tweet trash you in the morning.
So get ready for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be asleep. I don't wake up for that crap.
All right. So make sure you download the psaddiction.com podcast. I think there's a podcast on there.
They have an iTunes review.
And they actually talk about games, right?
Yeah, they talk about video games, PlayStation video games.
Is it better than the what was the other one?
It's a Gaming World?
Yeah, is it better than the It's a Gaming World podcast?
I'm not sure.
Well, since it's not no longer around, I would assume so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's better. You're right. Yeah, it's probably way better.
They get rid of some people?
I don't know. So it might not be better. You convinced me. It's not better. make sure you also vote. I forgot to add this. Vote in the 2012 Showies polls. There's a link at the top of the website, theplaystationshow.com, all the categories laid out. Vote.
Is there a URL?
Yeah.
Just give out the URL.
What is it?
I don't know. You said there was one.
Theplaystationshow.com. Just type this in. Theplaystationshow.com and then click on the vote 2012 Showies polls.
Okay. Here it is. It's /p/2012-showies.
I could, yeah. I guess I could change it to showies.theplaystationshow.com, but I'm not going to do that. So just go to the website and click on the link at the top of the page. It's really easy. Okay? And vote early and vote often, even though we're blocking by cookie. If you want to vote again, you need to clear your cookies. Okay?
Or use a different
browser. You said you wanted to sell that.
Oh yeah, I guess you could use a different browser also. But there's actually been quite the turnout this year in the voting, which pleasantly surprised that there is that actually makes it a lot easier, so we can have some definitive winners in these categories. I don't want any ties.
I heard Disturbed Poppy was in the lead for best Twitter.
He might be. No spoilers.
Polls are, hear that.
Polls are sponsored by PollDaddy.com.
Yep, and Meme Terra down too. I'm sorry, it's just too funny.
Hey, you forgot to say one more thing about him.
What's
you
that?
You got his favorite thing. Winner, winner, winner!
Alright, now we can go out.
We conquered what you couldn't. We're laying down tracks. You're never gonna walk in ahead of our time. While you're busy watching, everybody wants to be a lone star, a hero, but only Texas has it all. So get up on your feet. Get up. Now if you wanna scream. Get up. We're turning up the heat. Get up. Now let me hear you sing. Get up. Get up.
So if you want it,